Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just want to let everybody know that we have done extensive research with regards to this case, this player. And at the end of it, one thing we did find was he understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful for his actions.
It's a bunch of poppycock, John Dorsey,
but really
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to make your team better. I ain't mad at you. I would have liked to seen the Texans take a crack at Kareem Hunt, but I do think they can still benefit from the Kareem Hunt signing without bringing him into their locker room, and that is by picking up the phone, Brian Gain, calling the Cleveland Browns, and trying to acquire running back Duke Johnson. They have a crowded backfield now out there. They have Nick Chubb, second-round pick last year, probably the second-best running back in the NFL that was a rookie, not named Saquon Barkley. They now have Kareem Hunt, who led the league in rushing 2 years ago, and they have Duke Johnson, who had 47 receptions last year, which would not only be the second most on the Houston Texans roster.
That's crazy.
It would be
itself.
The second most by 15. Jeez. Will Fuller had 32 catches. That was the second most on the squad. Duke Johnson as a running back, 47 receptions. I think you called him up. He's under contract for the next few seasons as well.
Duke Johnson, under a good contract.
Yeah, he's under a contract in which he makes $1.8 million, yeah. Then $3.6 million, then $4.5 million.
Yeah.
You get a playmaker in your offense, what you hope Tyler Irvin would have been, and you get Duke Johnson because the backfield is so crowded there, and you just add another playmaker for Deshaun Watson and company, and a guy who can do things that no other running back on your roster can do right now.
It's a good idea.
Thank you, John.
But I don't think it's a unique idea in the NFL. I mean, I'm glad you brought it to
me. Why you got
to
hike your leg on it?
No, I'm not. I'm glad you
brought it. Don't sit here and give me a compliment and then all of a sudden hike your leg on it. Thank you, Ben.
I'm glad you brought it up in this format, but I think NFL general managers are going to be all over it.
We were talking about the Kareem Hunt situation. I said I would have been down because I think businesses have the right to approach things and approach people that they bring in however they so choose. Kansas City did not want Kareem Hunt because of what happened on the video. The Browns wanted to, and to me, I have no issue with that. I have no issue with Kareem Hunt getting a second chance, but you have a different outlook on it, and you have a little bit of pride, a little bit of city pride in regards to your Houston sports teams. Those people just tuning in,
yeah.
This is what John Lopez thinks about why he wouldn't want Kareem Hunt in his community.
Hey, people in Cleveland can do whatever you want. If you support John Dorsey's decision, John Dorsey's weak public relations, array of cliches, that's just not me. You know, I'm willing to look the other way when a guy is really a good player and it's not something that I think is just egregious. And oh, by the way, not so recent. But when you start talking about, due diligence and extensive research, and you never even talked to one victim, when you start talking about, he's really developed as a person. When he just got cut less than 6 months ago, is he a different person now than he was in Kansas City?
And
when you talk about everybody deserves a second chance, I agree everybody deserves a second chance. Does everybody deserve a fourth chance? Because you called it a second chance, but this is at least his fourth opportunity to try to reclaim his career. It's just a pile of garbage, man. And I don't want that taint, that shadow hanging over my city's team.
I don't mind giving a guy a fourth chance, a fifth chance, if you think he can help your team. And if you're getting Kareem Hunt for $1 million, who led the league in rushing 2 years ago, mm-hmm. guys like that don't usually come at that price. So if Jimmy Haslam and John Dorsey are willing to do that, more power to them. I know there's a lot of teams, there's probably a majority of teams in the NFL that aren't willing to do that. But when people say that they should not be allowed to play in the NFL, this is why I get uncomfortable with that. This is why I don't like it. I don't want the NFL having anything to do with off-field stuff. I feel like it should be up to
but
the
you
teams.
Understand they have to.
I know they have to for many reasons. Yeah. I don't know if they're genuine reasons. I think a lot of times it's because of public relations. But when the NFL is in charge of basically power ranking domestic violence and saying, well, he was on video, so he gets this many games.
Right.
He wasn't on video and it was just a misdemeanor, so he gets this many games. It makes me uncomfortable.
And it's not fair, to be honest.
It really isn't. Mm-hmm. And it makes me uncomfortable also because then all of a sudden the league that can't even figure out what the hell a catch is,
right,
or how to figure out replay, is all of a sudden trying to combat the legal system and morality, and it just makes me uncomfortable. I understand why they have to, but I just don't. I just think they should limit that as much as they can. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you, though. 713-572-4610. Shout out to the Loopholes if you want to get in on this. We're talking about Kareem Hunt signing with the Cleveland Browns and whether or not the Texans should have taken a chance, and if Brian Gaines should be trying to acquire Duke Johnson. Let's go out to Terry on the southeast side. Terry, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, fellas. My statement should be is rather to Jim, because I'm having a hard time figuring out which way he's going to go, because he's the same guy. Well, I understand I have four girls. Let me tell you that I'm not upholding anything that Kareem Hunt has done. But I don't understand that why every time somebody does something wrong, it should be the end of their career. If I want to know if John went to his lawyer or his doctor and he found out he did something, is he going to change doctors every time he found out that he did something?
Can you be more specific? When did I say in any case that it should be the end of someone's career? I mean, no, really, I want to know. When did I say that?
Well, you're saying it now. You're saying that you're saying he shouldn't be a Houston Texan. The Texans will be a part of his career.
No, I didn't. No, no, hold on, hold on. No. I'm gonna let you talk.
I'm gonna let you talk.
But let's be clear about one thing. I never said that. Okay, I never ever said that. All right. Now you can go from there.
You're also the same guy who upheld Bob McNair when he did his things, and you got on the radio, and I called and said the fans of the Texans should be happy that he brought the NFL back to the city of Texas, the city of Houston. Did you not say that?
That fans should be happy they brought the NFL back to Houston?
That Bob McNair brought it back to Houston after he said his comments. I just want to know why does he get a pass but one else gets a pass?
I don't understand. What did I say? Be a little more specific. What did I say?
I just
after he said, are you talking about after he said the inmates are running the prison?
Yes, sir.
And then what did I say?
And you came back and said the Houston fan base should be happy that he brought the NFL back to Houston.
Because of those comments?
I don't know. No, it wasn't because of the comments. That's why I wanted to ask you, because I called in at the same time and asked you what did one have to do with the other. But now we have a different thing when it's another.
I appreciate you.
I was doing the show with you, Landry. You know what he's talking about?
No, I honestly remember the Bob McNair thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone at this station, I actually defended Bob McNair with the comments. I don't even know how we got down this path.
Yeah.
Just for the record, John Lopez was probably the most critical of the comments of anyone that gets behind a microphone here. So I don't know. I don't know how those are connected. Yeah. I thought you were more. I don't know. I don't know how we got to that point. Steven, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Listen, I thought the idea was to build a championship caliber team, but we're looking at a running back who could have helped us. The city of Houston and its fan base are big enough that they could have handled that. Every team would have yelled and screamed about bringing somebody on with that. Why can't Houston? Why are those guys so timid over there? For $1 million, you get Kareem Hunt? Let's be real.
Hey, listen.
I'm with you, Steven.
No, listen, Steven.
I'm with him.
I actually, if that's what you believe, that's fine. I'm telling people what I feel. I don't understand if it's – I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I'm telling you why I don't want that, all right? If you say, hey – you know, he can knock a woman down, he can beat her, he can kick her, and let's sign him. You know, hey, two thumbs up, more power to you.
But to his point, I'm with him. I mean, I don't seem to think that this is like a city pride thing. I know this, and I'm realistic, and you even know this to a certain point. Those guys don't give a rat's butt.
No, I just said that.
Me.
I just agreed with you. I think probably 20% of them are like ride or die Houston.
Look,
you know,
I'm a bargain shopper.
But that's not me in that locker room. I'm going to be here for the long haul. I've been here 30 years. I'm going on 30 years in this city.
You're an OG.
It matters to me.
I'm about the bargain shopping.
Yeah.
And I do sacrifice my morals a little bit more when it comes to production on the field, which to me is the bottom line. If I can get a guy who led the league in rushing 2 years ago for $1 million,
right,
I will do that. Now, if Kareem Hunt were on the market and all of a sudden we're talking about a guy who's going to get the $35 or $40 million that Le'Veon Bell gets,
mm-hmm,
I'm probably going to bring up the character a little bit more. So I admit to being guilty when it comes to the bargain shopping. Let's go to James in Sugarland. James, go ahead. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for John. You said that you've been in Houston, covering Houston sports for like 30-some years, correct?
This is my 30th year, yes.
Okay, so you witnessed the Oilers and all that.
Oh, I was in the locker room just about every Sunday.
I know where this is going.
Okay. If the Texans, I know you just got on the hot horse saying that you have something to say to the Texans, you would look at the Texans organization different. If Kareem Hunt was brought to the Texans, he led the league in rushing, and the Texans win the Super Bowl, and he still happened to be MVP, are you giving that trophy back?
I'm not earning the trophy. I'm not winning a trophy.
What I'm saying is you're not claiming that championship because we can be on this.
You're trying to paint me in a corner without a paint or a brush. Let me explain why. You're going to have a chance to talk. I don't like cutting people off, so you're going to have a chance to talk. But what I'm saying is you're trying to paint me into a corner without either paint or a brush because it's not my championship that I won. I take pride as a fan in my city winning a championship. I'm not giving away any trophies. I probably wouldn't even go to the parade. I mean, maybe if my kids wanted to go, I'd hang with them. It's not mine. I take pride in my team, in my city's name being on my team's jerseys. That's it.
But that's what I mean about. That's what I meant about giving the trophy back. I'm saying that you wouldn't recognize the city as a champion because you sit up here.
I'm not gonna tell a lie. If they won the championship, I'm gonna talk about them winning a championship.
But what I'm saying is, we can be on this hot horse all day. We've seen what this high horse has gotten us. We've been mediocre for years over years over years. We always talk about the team doesn't take risks, doesn't do this, doesn't do that. So we can't here sit here in one breath and call the team mediocre for having a team full of choir boys. And then
I never said that either. See, people are conflating things. Look, if being on the side,
appreciate you, James.
Thank you, James. But if being on the side of not wanting my city's team to have a woman beating jerk who's done it more than one time is the high horse, well then okay, I'm on the high horse. I think it's just the right way to look at
things. But to James's point, and this is what he's talking about and how much of a suffer it's been to be a Houston Texans fan and want this franchise to do well. When the Texans get bitch slapped by the Indianapolis Colts at the end of the season,
mm-hmm.
and I'm walking out of that stadium, I'm leaving Bill O'Brien's press conference.
I was cursing him.
I'm disgusted with it.
Yes.
I'm absolutely disgusted by the Houston Texans. It was a terrible performance. As I'm going to my car, I don't sit there and say to myself, you know what? We just got our ass kicked, but that locker room is full of a bunch of good guys.
No. I don't either.
I don't get any extra pride by these guys being good. Now, on the flip side, if they played the Indianapolis Colts and Kareem Hunt was on the team and he ran for 200 yards, 4 touchdowns, and you could still go to YouTube and see the egregious thing he did with that woman, I'm still going to leave that stadium. I'm probably going to be smiling and I'm going to say, you know what? That was very smart of Brian Gain to sign Kareem Hunt for $1 million.
And I'll say it again. You know, I don't say I need to look at the backgrounds of all 53 guys on the roster. All I'm saying is I know who the bad dudes are that should not be getting a chance this soon. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve even a fourth chance because he's getting a fourth chance. But like right now, this soon, you know, for my city, I mean, you can disagree with me. I don't mind that. You can totally say I would. Okay, you would. I wouldn't. That's all I'm saying.
We got you, man. Kerry, yeah. Go ahead. You're on In the Loop.
All right. So I feel like this is an example of American hypocrisy because if you go back in time, you look at George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, these guys own the dollar bills. They have statues, all these things. And these guys killed Indians. George Washington had slaves and used those slaves' teeth for his own dentures.
Okay, so what does that got to do? What has that got to do with Kareem Hunt? I'm trying to figure this one out.
What do you mean? Like, you guys are condemning Kareem Hunt and saying that he's this bad
guy. What do you mean, you guys? You're lumping me in. I'm saying that I would roll the dice on him. So you're lumping in one guy.
Ever since I've been listening to this radio station all day, since the first show that was on, they've been talking down on Kareem Hunt. And what I'm saying is, You can't talk down.
So what's that got to do with George Washington?
Yeah, how is that hypocrisy?
I'm having a hard time.
How is George Washington? These guys celebrated. But
did you hear them talk about George Washington today?
Okay, here's
I must have missed because I listened to the station 24/7. I didn't hear one person. I didn't hear Paul Gallant. I didn't hear Seth Payne. I didn't hear Mike Meltzer mention George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. If you're trying to say something, don't tiptoe around it. But I'm sitting here telling you right now, I would roll the dice on Kareem Hunt. I would kick the tires on Kareem Hunt. I absolutely would. But I haven't heard one mention of George. As a matter of fact, if you can go back
Let's
to the sports.
Honest.
Let me just tell you this right now. I forgot what the guy's name was. We appreciate you for calling. If you can go back to the Sports Radio 610 podcast at sportsradio610.com, and you can show me one example of Seth Payne, Mike Meltzer, Paul Gallant, Landry Locker, John Lopez talking on the radio, mentioning George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, I will take you to the Houston Texans season opener next year. I will take you at Landry.Locker@intercom.com. I will take you to the Houston Texans season opener next year if you can show me one example of somebody talking about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington on the radio. I can't stand these damn straw man arguments where you generalize stuff. If you want to get somewhere, just get there. But don't use some example that nobody said. And don't let me in with everybody else's opinion here, because I'm saying I would have kicked the tires on Kareem Hunt.
And let's be honest about what that caller, and I apologize for not remembering your name, was really telling us. Okay? First of all, I started radio a couple of years after Thomas Jefferson. had I been doing radio when Thomas Jefferson was doing racist things, I'm quite sure I would have criticized him. Okay? That's number one. Number two, we know what you're really saying. Okay? You don't have to talk in code with us on this radio station. You're saying, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You're saying that we're being too hard. What was the term he said? Chastising, whatever him, because he's African American. That's what you're telling us. Let's be honest, all right? Are we going to talk real talk here? Yeah, you know, I know what you were trying to say. You know, George Washington and all this other garbage that you're bringing up. You're saying that we're being too hard on Kareem Hunt.
I like Kareem Hunt.
He did say we, though. You're being too hard on him because he's African American.
I'm not.
I don't think anybody's ever mentioned that, and I certainly don't mean that, you know, by any stretch. He's a bad dude. Okay, Kareem Hunt is a bad human being. He's bad at life. He beats women, black, yellow, brown, whatever color. He should not be, in my view, on my city's team.
But for real, if you can find the George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, I will take you to the game, and we always appreciate the calls. We'll keep it rolling. Tim, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just have a question for you, and I understand that you've even said that you compromise your morals to have a better team. I'm wondering what the line is for you to compromise your morals to have a team, because we're talking about a sports team here, and we're talking about if it was your wife, your mother, your sister, your daughter.
That's a good point.
And I'm not trying to lump you into that.
No, I understand. I understand, Tim. I understand completely. I'll let you talk. But this, the when I sacrifice it is when you can get it at a bargain price, and getting rid of Kareem Hunt, there's low consequence. So in other words, if I can get a talent like Kareem Hunt for $1 million and I can maybe roll the dice and hope that he can help my team, that's where I sacrifice it. But that's it. I don't expect these athletes to raise my kids or anything like that. So that's where I sacrifice it. But if I didn't make myself clear, that's where it's at.
Well, what I'm wondering is that this is where I appreciate John is that I think as a sports fan who loves football, who is a transplant to Houston, have been here since the team started, so they've kind of become an adopted team over the years of being here because it's cool to be there from the very beginning. I do appreciate the fact that John is at least recognizing, I think we lose sight of the victim, and I don't want us to ever lose sight of the victim. I know it's sports. I know we're not trying to legislate morality and everything like that, but I never want us to lose sight of the victim, and if we do that, no matter what it is, that's where I get bothered, and I'm with John, is that I don't want him on my football team, no matter.
And that's you. That's you. Maybe your neighbor is different.
Yeah, right.
And
for sure.
I know but I think sometimes that I don't like the fact, Landry, that it seems, and I'm not trying to paint you in a box,
but it seems
like you're discounting the victim and not trying to relate it to if it was someone that you personally knew and this happened to, that you could separate the two, because I really believe that if it was someone that you knew, you wouldn't be able to separate.
Oh, for sure, for sure. If that was my sister, I probably would sing a different tune. I 100% agree with what you're saying. I know how serious it is, and I couldn't imagine watching, you know, my sister do that type of thing. But I think the crazy thing about sports is that, you know, it's a passionate thing, and a lot of times we do as fans in different ways, shapes, forms, we do kind of sacrifice our morals a little bit. But I would have been willing to bring in Kareem Hunt. But Tim, I appreciate your perspective. I can't disagree with anything you just said, 100,000%. Coming up next, we're going to get another perspective on this Kareem Hunt thing. Daryl Ryder, he writes for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He grew up in a household full of domestic violence, and he has a unique perspective on this. And he's also going to give us the pulse of what they're saying in Cleveland. We'll take some of your calls on the back end of that. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for all the perspectives. It's In the Loop on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.